Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Thursday, December 13th, 2012.
2012, that's right. What did you think of 12-12-12 yesterday?
Yawn!
All right.
Yawn.
Well, you'll never see that again, ever.
Oh, well.
Okay. Episode 8.41, the Week 15 preview show.
My gosh, where is the season gone?
It is gone in a blink of an eye.
Tell your friends.
We've got a big game tonight for Thursday Night Football.
Do we?
Where the Bengals, yeah, for the Bengals it is.
Yeah.
You notice
I made it a game of interest. I took it upon myself to rank the game.
It is.
Just because it was a little muddled.
I got no say in the rank. So if you're upset with rankings today, people, look to Jeff.
Yep.
I had no say
usually
in the
rankings. Send them over to Steven. I say rank them yourself because I don't like to being criticized. I hate being criticized. I'd rather be right and silent than criticized and right.
I see.
Or wrong.
Interesting.
Everyone out there knows what I'm saying. So
I have
that's
no
all that matters,
idea what you're
except
saying.
Except Steven.
But anyways, it
we
is.
We have some fantastic games.
We do.
Steven did the math. Six teams playing this week.
Six games.
With winning records.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, six.
You've
games.
Done the math. I trust your math, dude. Six games. Both teams winning records.
That's
crazy for week 15.
And the lowest one of that is Steelers Cowboys, where they're both 6-7-6.
And that will be the late game on Sky.
That is
because that's a heck of a game.
And I don't know how I'm going to watch that one. I'm going to. I may call and have someone. I may tap out for this one.
Will be there.
I don't know if I want to write.
The boy will be home.
Well, what I'm saying is, I don't know if
didn't
I want to write.
Didn't so the boy might, write a paragraph that you said was pretty good once?
Yeah, he wrote a paragraph on Jason Garrett.
And you're like, hey, not bad.
Yeah.
So the boy's going
to
be wrestling.
But I don't want to write during the game.
I'm saying leave it to the boy.
I don't know if he...
Throw him a bone! I've been paying your daughter $5 a week.
You have been. And
which is
very,
a little overpaid.
She was very a little overpaid.
I'm thinking
what
about
she does.
It. Yeah, well, given that there's frequently mistakes, I have to go in and correct.
What have you had to correct?
There's things that I don't... Look, am I going to
I checked
throw
it yesterday. All the colors were good.
There's bold sometimes where there's not supposed to be bold. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know how she does that.
Yeah, that probably was me, actually. There's bold where it's not... Where was there bold?
Look. Point all is, right. There'll be little things that are just a little off, and I peruse it, and I'm like, okay, make a tweak. I can tweak
because
HTML. I just
my
don't
power
like to
list came out. I was like, you know what? I
Steven
need to make
came
sure that
to peer pressure.
I did. Someone even tweeted that. He was like, oh my God. Steven
now has his power rankings, and I suspect, although I haven't put them side by side, I read your power rankings, and they were terrific. I liked them.
Thank you.
Unlike you reading mine. And I would like to put them side by side and see if we really differ that much.
We did. I did that, actually. I did kind of put them side by side.
Because I didn't reference yours at all when I finished mine.
Yeah, we differed.
Well, I'm not saying that there's going to be a one-to-one correlation. I'm going to say that they're going to be in the same range of three or four games.
So before we get going.
Go, please. No, let's get going. Oh, damn it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not being mean. We needed to start the show, and I'll start the show by posing this question to you.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I did peruse. I want to make sure that the colors were colored properly and all that good
stuff.
Only
two gold teams this week.
And I kind of see where there's some bold where there probably shouldn't be bold. But that is, it's tricky, and I don't blame that on the girl.
It's
that
tricky.
Was probably me.
Hence the reason she deserves $5.
She got everything else correct.
I'm just saying that if it's tricky, she obviously deserves $5 if it's tricky.
Yes.
And I'm more than happy to go
so
with
my,
I can fix
my question
HTML.
To you is.
Yeah. I got one thing wrong this week. Let's see if you get it.
So
that's
you got
funny.
You got 3-4. You got the Houston Texans and the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm not looking at my power rankings, so I probably should.
You probably should.
Fair enough.
And they stayed there. They stayed there from the week before.
And Houston
after
and Atlanta.
Humiliating losses, I don't think that they should deserve to be there. If they were already there to begin with, which they weren't on my list,
But if they're there to begin with, how can you stay still after an embarrassing loss?
You know, Steven, that's a great question, and I'm glad you posed it. I really am.
Yeah.
Because I can explain it. I think the difference between our power rankings, because the more irritated you get,
yeah.
I don't live to irritate Steve Miranda, despite what it sounds like. I'm not saying you say that, yeah. but there's probably people out there who think that.
Okay.
And you're wrong. I so seek clarity on things
right.
and understanding. I don't like conflict. I hate conflict. And so where Steven really doesn't like something and I really do, then I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
Right.
And so I struggled mightily with Houston and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I realized one of the nuances is that you thought it was silly that that I had them where they were last week. My power rankings look forward.
Yep.
Yours look at today.
Which is what I totally wrote that on my
Do you get
my
that,
thing.
Though? But do you see what I'm saying?
I see that. But
mine try and anticipate. My ideal is that when I come up with the power rankings, next week, nothing changes. Nothing changes next week because I see the future.
Okay.
And when I see the future, I close my eyes. I can see it now.
Yes, I remember that line from the last show.
And who wrote that line?
Peter Gabriel.
Well done. Yes. Well done.
Oh,
mock applause for Steven. thank you.
I listen to you.
Sometimes.
Contrary to what you believe.
I had to say it several times and tell you to listen.
You had to say it twice because the
and
first time I was in the middle of.
And say, focus.
Yes.
And listen. So I'm pleased, though. So my power rankings are usually looking forward. How do I see things turning out next week? The week after,
right.
Because I like to fancy myself as a guy who knows as much as there is to know about the NFL.
Yes.
I know that's not true, but in my own mind, it's like I've got a pretty good handle on things, and so this is how it's going to play out.
I see.
So it's not looking to the end of the season,
right?
But it's looking at the intermediate future.
I see. And mine, I said, this represents the teams based on how I see them right now in the
exactly.
season. Exactly. Right now.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so Houston and Atlanta are not going away, but I knew that New England was better than them.
And I see as my list, it is the power rankings after week 14. That's
right.
How I got it.
And mine are the power rankings for week 15.
Right, yes.
Because I'm looking ahead and you're looking back, and there's nothing wrong with that. And as I wrote in my comments, since I enjoy saying I told you so,
yes.
I told you so.
You told me so.
That was the whole point. It's not getting to say I told you so, but looking down the road, I believe firmly Denver and New England are better than Houston and Atlanta. And what happens? Those guys won, Houston and Atlanta. Houston had the unfortunate task of playing a team ahead of them.
Yeah.
And if you're playing a team just ahead of you, even if you get your rear end handed to you in a giant wheelbarrow, which they did.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that you free fall down the standings because Houston, I believe, just got a wake-up call, and they're going to be fine.
Over on my side, I had Houston, Atlanta 1-2 last week.
Okay.
And this week, they've fallen to 3-5, where Houston dropped a
there
couple spots.
There you go.
And Atlanta dropped
So we're San Fran.
Spot.
That's what I'm dying to know.
San Francisco's four.
Four. San Francisco is so difficult. Those two, I'm going to call them losses to the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to call them lost because.
See, and the thing is, I have not let my hatred of the Jim Harbaugh move and switch a quarterback influence
good, good.
Me.
Because if you did, they would be 10th or something.
They would
or
be.
Maybe
if
even
I
33rd.
To the future.
Maybe 33rd.
And seeing that they
you
have.
You might be doing permanent damage to this franchise.
That they have, you know, at New England, at Seattle, I might have them way down. I might have them out of the gold. Because I like you. I just have two. I've got gold and silver. Gold.
Wait,
are the,
you've done that too?
No, it's just the top 12.
Oh, I see.
1
so
through
here's
12
your
is gold.
Teams.
These are playoff teams.
And everybody
and
else.
Everything below is just, it's just.
But I am fascinated by the Moss. Steven, I love that these are teams that should be relegated, more or less.
Yeah, because, Chiefs, Jaguars. I had Cardinals. Look, the week before, Cardinals were at 26. After a 58-0 beatdown, they went down to 30. And I almost, I even toyed with putting them below Jacksonville. I could not justify that move, though.
No, you can't, because frankly, they could beat Jacksonville. And don't they play this week? What?
No, they play Detroit.
Okay,
and Patrick Peterson's talking junk, saying that Calvin Johnson's not the best wide receiver in the league.
Really?
Yeah, so Calvin's going to destroy.
I think that's
if
him.
If you've got Calvin Johnson in your fantasy football and you're in the playoffs, be happy, be joyful, be glad, because he is going to tear. Yes, be merry. He is going to tear them up. You don't be talking about Calvin Johnson saying he's not the best wide receiver in the league.
He's got a plan.
Yeah, and then you know who he puts at number one?
His guy.
Larry Fitzgerald. Really?
Free Larry.
The guy that hasn't caught a ball, I don't know how long he's had. Like, he's got five catches in the last six games. Five touchdowns this season.
Three touchdowns. I'm trying to be nice. You know me. I'm like, yes, he's always trying to be nice.
You're being generous.
Oh, three touchdowns. Free Larry. Oh, my God.
Sorry, dude. We were on the verge of putting Madden curse all over Calvin Johnson, and he has since exploded.
I got your Madden curse, bro, right here.
Dating back to last season, if you take a look at the last 16 games, he has over 2,000 yards receiving.
Hee-haw. Wow.
3 games to catch Jerry Rice's record, and I think he done it. He's going to do it.
Well, here's where I think I may have made a mistake in my power rankings. Yes. I'll reveal it now. Is Arizona-Detroit. I have Detroit at 26, Arizona at 25. When I do my picks based on power rankings, I do frequently make my difficult picks based on my power rankings. This week we have Detroit at Arizona.
Yes.
Well, if the home team is above the road team, then that's who you got to take. Yes.
So you're taking Arizona.
I am.
I hope you make that the challenge game.
I can't, because I think I probably got that one
wrong.
Yeah,
I think you got it wrong, too.
Because that's part of my power rankings, is going forward. If, by chance, San Diego were to play Cleveland this week, in Cleveland, I got to take Cleveland, because I got them above San Diego. If they're playing in San Diego, they're so close together, I take San Diego.
Right.
That's how they're very useful to me in making picks, because this is what I honestly think.
That's why I dumped Arizona all the way down to 30. I mean, they literally...
I wouldn't take them right now to beat anyone except maybe Oakland and Kansas City and Jacksonville.
And I got them above Oakland and Kansas City.
But not Jacksonville. Jacksonville
and Kansas City is right.
You probably have Oakland around 30.
I have Oakland 29.
But that's my point. Our rankings aren't going to... If we put them side by side, and we will at some point, we're going to find that generally they fall out into the same areas. They may be a week. They may lag each other by a week or something.
Yeah.
But they're not that different, which is why we need one Jeff and Steven's powerful rankings. And I can write the funny things that people just live to read. Hint, hint, hint. Please go out and read it. Hint, hint.
Yes, hint. Go read it.
I like this about Atlanta, though. Here, one of my favorite quips. Your loss to the Atlanta Falcons, 11-2. Your loss to Carolina should silence naysayers who have been critical of us stone throwers. I've been throwing stones at the Atlanta Falcons, and people are like, they're 11-1, people. You can't say they lost to Carolina, friends.
And I said, you cannot complain about not getting attention when you get beat by a team with a losing record. You cannot complain if you lose to a team with a losing record. You can't. Just can't.
49ers, don't get too scared, but there's a giant Seahawk right behind you.
Squeak!
No, wait. Squeal. I'm the smartest man alive.
Squeak.
Whatever, the smartest man. Yeah, play for yourself one more time. Smartest man alive, fine. This sound should go at the end of that.
I am the smartest man alive!
Squeak!
Squeak!
What is it? What? Where do we
know? It's a seagull.
It's because we pulled it from the movie, straight from the movie.
Well, we did, and there's no way that we can't isolate the vocal track on something that when we're jacking it from a movie illegally. True. I mean, come on. Come on. We don't have that capacity.
We can do that.
Overdub. It's in the same stereo track, Steven. We would have to have a multi-track setup where the sound effects, the Foley guys, we could pull their stuff out.
And we just get the...
Just the talent's audio. Right. So, Steven...
You know what? Let's call Chippus.
NFL news. Yeah.
Let's call Chippus.
I got Chippus right here.
We get Chippus on the phone. Say, hey, you know...
Chip Namus, president. We should give him some love here.
We should.
Chip Namus, athlete, event, sports, public relations. He's president, and he is a really, really great guy. Sports public PR
really
guy.
Really nice guy. Let's give him a call and say, hey, can you ask Adam if he would maybe give us 10 minutes via phone so that we could get him to record?
If. We don't even need 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
But in the studio. I want ISDN. I want ISDN, quality.
That's right. And he could. We could do I Am the Smartest Man Alive. That's him.
Yeah.
And then what else do we use from him? We're like,
I was trying to think of something else that we use from him. But there is something that we used to use.
There was. Where was it?
Well, I want him to do the anything that he talks about football, which
the
is
the Happy
a lot
Gilmore
of things.
One. Yeah. Where he, yeah, it's, I don't know.
Good, Steven. It's good stuff. Good, Steven. Hit bang me into the news so we can cover Commissioner
you.
Goodell.
Oh, no. I give you the floor because I don't want to talk about this. This is moronic.
He's pulled down his headphones like so that he can't listen to me.
All right,
fine. No, Commissioner Roger Goodell, yes, that guy, has come out yesterday and made some public comments a little bit about the Saints, but more looking towards the future.
Okay.
He's a futuristic man. He's looking to the future. And he sees a day and a time in the not-so-distant future where the playoffs, yes, the playoffs, will be expanded to
playoffs.
Yes,
you kidding me?
Yes, yes.
The playoffs.
Yes.
All right. What about the playoffs?
We could be expanding it to not from 12 teams, maybe 14, maybe 16, maybe half the teams in the NFL make the dance. Why not? Wow. Then it's more competitive. Then everybody's fighting for something. A lot of these nap games may not... Okay, the nap games probably stay with nap games. But maybe some of these games of interest then become far more interesting, Steven, because you're not out... You know what, St. Louis Rams? They're in the middle of the table, Steven. They're not out of it yet. They're battling. The Jets, you're not out of it yet. The Saints, you're not out of it yet.
Freaking
Bill,
idiot.
You're not out of it. Miami's not out of it yet.
You know what,
Steven,
Jeff?
Look, the number of teams is just my mossy teams
don't
that'll be
want
out of it.
More teams with losing records in the playoffs. We've already had that situation play out with just 12. You want to add possibly four more teams?
You're guaranteed.
So what? So that you have two or three teams with losing records in the playoffs.
Eliminate.
If you have a losing record, you do not deserve to be in the playoffs. That's why I hate all these bowl games in college. You shouldn't go to a bowl game if you're 6-6.
I'm 5-7. I've got a bowl bid.
I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there.
Steven, you're right. So basically, it's just my mossy green teams, Arizona through Kansas City, that doesn't have a chance at the playoffs. This week, there would be 24
mossy
teams in my power.
Teams.
In my power. Rank. You see why the need for this.
Yes.
There's 24 teams that would be battling for playoffs.
Yeah.
24 teams. And it is completely moronic, and I love what Mike Florio wrote this morning in Pro Football Talk. Mike has really done a lot
think?
Of work. Florio says, smokescreen. Smokescreen.
Ah,
Rogers trying to do a Jedi mind trick on everybody and say, stop thinking
these
about the New
the
Orleans
droids
Saints.
You're looking for?
Exactly. The New Orleans Saints bounty situation is in the rearview mirror. There's no point talking about what former Commissioner Tagliabue has done in vacating these things. There's no point talking about any of this. We're done with this. We're moving to the future. And when I see the future, I close my eyes.
Yes.
That's what he's done. He's closed his eyes to the future in a PR smokescreen that has literally no
let's
merit.
Let's get people talking about playoffs
and how
more
dumb
teams.
This idea is.
And then we'll get them off of the Saints.
And you know what? It's happened.
Yeah.
It's happened. It lit up. It blew up radio yesterday
right.
here in the United States. And, Steven, you're going to get hammered about it tonight on
sure.
radio in the UK.
I'm sure.
They're going to come up with it on their own. I used to send in my little section of things to talk about, but when you've got Ollie producing,
yes.
he knows as well as anybody what to talk about.
Ollie is producing tonight.
That's
right.
My point.
Yes.
And they didn't forward on to him our segment from last week, so he panically called me last night and said, I don't have the audio for you guys for tonight for your 10-minute piece. So I shot it over to him right away. And you know what I did in classic Jeff form? As
yes.
soon as I finished the audio and emailed it off to TalkSport, guess what I did
you,
with the audio?
I don't know.
What would Jeff do with the audio that he could potentially need again?
Throw it away.
Throw it away. Yes. Steven, I've saved all seasons.
Yes.
Except yesterday's. I threw away.
So
and then they
needed
need
to
get
do?
I had to re-download it, reconvert it, and then up, and then email it over to Ollie. And it took time. And they were really playing press the clock because they had us booked in at a certain time.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find the audio. But because I threw it away, one time I throw it away. Steven saves everything. I'm a throwaway everything guy. All right.
So, anyway, so real quickly with this whole NFL thing, I just look. I understand you want to divert traffic or whatever and stop people talking about the Saints, and but look, commissioner came out and said, look, I disagree with Tagliabue.
You know, I really liked the way he handled that.
I think it was perfect.
Paul Tagliabue and I disagreed on the consequences.
And who to hold responsible. He's like, yes. Tagliabue has laid all the responsibilities.
On the coaches.
And I blame everybody responsible.
Yeah.
And
Those are just two points of view.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not rocket science, friends. It's not that one of them's right and one of them's wrong. They're two points of view.
Yeah, I like how everybody who is defending the Saints, though, immediately came out and was like, see, they're not guilty. No, if you read what he wrote.
And see, you began talks with Sean Payton about his reinstatement for next year.
Yeah.
You know when that would happen? If nothing else had changed? I don't know, around week 15 of the NFL, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't around the end of the season you need to talk about your reinstatement in the terms?
What's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Huh. So that's BS. You see, we wouldn't have had a losing record this year if Roger Tagliabue had been in. Roger Tagliabue, that's funny. If Paul Tagliabue had been in charge and not Roger Goodell. No, that's not at all what he's saying. He may have actually gone harder on the coaches. He may have even let more coaches go for longer terms. He may have held the offensive coaches accountable. Because he's saying, look, he may have fired the owner. Who knows? He says accountability starts at the top. That's where I like to draw the line. The commissioner says everybody's involved. They all get whacked. So there you go. And who was the stiffest fines for and penalties? It was for the coaches.
It was for the coaches.
Greg Williams will be lucky to find work again.
Yeah.
The rest of these guys are all going to work except for the injured. Who is it that got injured? And maybe done
Scott
with his career. I wanted to say Fajita. Yeah, let's go with it, Jeff. Trust your gut. So, yeah. Steven, what else we got in news? Anything, or should we just get to...
I could give you a piece of Cowboy news.
Yeah, but we could also talk about that during the Cowboys
with
game.
With Dez Bryant.
Delaying surgery. Manning up.
They got to break my leg before I miss this football game is what was his exact quote.
Question is, in fantasy football, is he a good start this week?
Against the Steelers, the way Dante is, Denarius Alexander and Floyd lit up the Steelers secondary last week.
Both of them, both wide receivers for the San Diego Chargers. Okay, here's the thing.
And Phillip Rivers, I mean, threw a 330 against them.
And my daughter has permanently changed my thinking. They had another great game the other day. They won again on Tuesday. They've got a winning streak going, which is amazing.
So I got to go tomorrow now.
Jordan's going to be there. Jordan's going to be there. You sit with the boy.
All right.
I mean, now he'll be trolling the sidelines with
Brooke.
I was
doing the little Christmas story there.
Yeah, yeah.
Spracken, Scott.
Sure. My father's use of vocabulary.
He used to paint that. A tapestry.
Oh, he painted a tapestry of profanity. A tapestry of profanity.
That still covers the
that hangs over the tri-state area. Haven't seen it. Carol won't let us see it until Sarah comes over. Until Sarah gets her favorite movie.
They're showing it at...
Arclight, I know.
At the Arclight. I did see it on the big screen. I may have to go see it on the
Steve
big
Buchanan
screen.
Steve Buchanan dragged me there.
Really?
Orange County Sheriff. Maybe he's a lieutenant now. I don't know what he is, but when your best friends growing up are now like
lieutenants
chiefs of police,
stuff.
Chief of police, and you guys did more moronic things than you ever should have done, and now you're a chief of police, you're like, who's making these decisions and vetting these people? Come on.
Well, come on.
But anyway, we were young.
You
it's
were
stupid.
Kids.
And we have criminal minds. So who better to be in charge than people with criminal minds? Steve Buchanan made me go see this in high school, and I was so annoyed because the poster and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, this looks dumb. And he's like, no. It's perfect dumb. It's perfect campy.
It's perfect dumb.
And it is perfect campy. Christmas Story, if you haven't seen it and we haven't convinced you, what the heck is wrong with you, friends?
Yeah, good stuff. But also for Cowboys, Claiborne, remember the hit that he took against the Bengals?
No, sure.
Claiborne's back on the practice field today for the Cowboys.
They just need 10 more guys to be healthy and they'll nearly have a defense. He laughs because it hurts because it's true.
If they get this defense to believe in themselves.
This defense, not the starters.
Not the starters. The starters were doing fine. But they get this one to believe in themselves. They might be able to pull it out.
Rattle some
exactly
cages.
That's what I said. Let's get to some games. Or was there any other news?
No. That's it. I'm Juego Grande. Let's
are you
let's sure? sing along. Let's
Goodell,
sing along. Nah, that's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. Goodell's power on ESPN.com.
How about Edwards getting claimed by the New York Jets?
Yeah.
Braylon Edwards?
A little late.
After calling them idiots?
That's when you know your team's bad, when someone is
he just called the whole front office idiots.
Publicly dissed
Let's bring
you.
Him back.
We need that guy, because you do need that guy. That's the bottom line. And you will still not be very good, and that's all there is to it, Steven.
All right, el juego grande estupendo de la semana. Sunday night football. The San Francisco 49ers at 9-3.
Going to that dangerous hellhole of Foxborough, Massachusetts.
I learned my lesson.
Gillette Stadium.
I'm going to mark it now because you say I don't have my picks. I have my picks. I learned my lesson last week. I've got New England.
Yeah, I got New England.
20 straight wins at home in December. I've got New England. And whenever they play at home in December, just tell me. They're at home. New England.
There you go.
No, I won't even say anything else. Just say New England.
There you go.
Steven, who do you got? Where'd they play? New England. New England.
Where are they in your power rankings?
Two.
Behind Denver?
Yes.
Interesting. See, you know, my power rankings look so dumb.
When you're 8 in
a row.
When
you didn't have the double-digit leads in there above teams with double digits, it looks really bad. But now we have double digits all at the top, yeah, which is good.
But you're Denver, 8-0. Denver, 8-game winning streak. You deserve to be kind of number one.
Yeah, and
trust. And you're not just sneaking out wins.
You're grinding. You're doing what you should do. You're
do
playing
you
football.
Do what you do.
You're doing
Get
it a lot of different ways.
You know that conceivably Denver could still maybe get a 1 or 2 seed?
Yes.
Scary.
I'm thrilled about that notion.
I don't want to go to Denver for the playoffs.
Oh, come on. I'm sure the press box is heated.
Oh, no, I'm sure, but I'm just saying that I'm thinking as a team.
Oh, no, I'm talking about us.
Remember what happened to Pittsburgh last
year? Have you checked again on
Denver?
Championship credentials?
Do you remember?
When was the last time you checked? It's been over a week, hasn't it?
It's been like 3 days.
Like 3 days?
3 days.
That anytime Steven hangs a word,
three days.
That means that he's not certain.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you, Steven's tells.
Is that my tell?
It is. He takes a word.
Oh, so that's how
when you're playing cards.
When I'm playing
cards. I'm coming out. He's bluffing. Bluffer.
Now I know. Now I know how to exploit that next
coming
time
out.
We play poker.
Out.
I'm coming out.
That was overcompensating.
Yeah.
I'm coming after. That wasn't natural.
I was on fire, dude, last time we played poker.
Just took Scott's money.
I know, but I could not. I took more of it than anybody.
No, at the end, you took a lot of mine. God dang. What do I have to put up with?
You hate that.
I hate
it. I lost sometimes.
I just hate the fact that when Miranda goes into a casino, I'm leaving with nothing or I'm leaving with the house. Okay? You're leaving me the keys to the casino or I'm leaving with nothing.
One time I did that. And it just so happened that I raked in $500 there at the end.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go home with the original $100.
He's not talking
bucks.
About poker. We play nickel, dime, quarter. You can't leave with $500
yes.
played that way.
No, but there with Jeff, what happened is you play nickel, dime, quarter. I was already up $12. Jeff had four. Was up $4. I said, take your four. I'll put four. We'll get seven cards. Seven cards.
Steven frequently doesn't even want to play seven card stud, which is moronic. He wants to play cut the cards. Steven's a true gambler. Cut the cards. Steven, you can't play mono-e-mono stud if there's no raising involved, no potential to bluff. You're just playing the cards.
That's
not
it is.
Gambling.
Oh, it's not?
Gambling involves mono-e-mono, looking each other in the eyes,
okay.
And the potential to bluff and raise.
So
and
the next time we do it, we'll
bring out
it
a Hyundai and let's start talking.
No, we'll do it with we'll actually play a hand. That's what you
if
want.
If there's only a dollar involved, my heart is not in it.
I see.
You see these dollars, some of which are torn?
Yes.
I don't care about them.
Yes, I know.
I gave a waitress yesterday.
It's fun.
I gave a waitress yesterday $5.
I've actually got a dollar.
Because I was rolling in the dough. I tipped the lady at the change window for the first time.
I've got a dollar.
Yeah.
That the Patriots beat the Niners.
Ooh. By double digits?
Ooh.
Ooh. See, now we're talking the interest.
The line's only 5.5.
The line is only 5.5, and the line is wrong. I've got a dollar that says that the Patriots win by double digits. I'm doubling the line, bitch. I'm going 11.
Did you just say
I did. You said a lot worse.
You said female dog.
You've said a lot worse is all I know.
So we both have the Patriots.
No, we're talking about the dollar bet. We're talking about the dollar bet.
Dollar bet.
Giving you double the line right now. Double the line. And, dude,
11?
When you see
when
you see Silver Linings Playbook and the gambling and the BS that goes on between De Niro and his bookie, oh, my gosh. I'll give you. And they end up betting on dancing. Oh, I mean, that's what's so funny. It's so out of hand. He's such a gambling addict.
Wow.
I'm going to need double the line. 11 points.
11 points.
Patriots, 11 points. $1.
I can't take that.
I actually believe
think it's going to be.
There's $2, and actually, you should have $2, and I should get a dollar, because I should get two since I'm doubling the line.
I see what you're saying. That's not happening.
So straight up 11 points, even money.
I think the Patriots could destroy them. I really do.
I do too, Steven. That is my point. This has all been analysis and gambling. Okay, just know that. This is not just gambling. This is analysis.
Yeah.
Steven and I both believe that the Patriots probably win by 14.
And then the fact that it came out yesterday that Brady says he's been preparing for this game since after Thanksgiving.
Weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
Good looking weirdo,
but
with rings.
His wife's got like a baby right now to deal with and stuff, so he's not getting any.
His wife's got a baby. Tom gets whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants, okay? You gonna tell me that they don't have help around the house?
Well, you're right. But Giselle's got like, Giselle makes more than him. You know that, right? She's like a super, super model. She makes.
Can't say I could pick her out of a crowd of two, but
yeah,
I believe
I could. And she makes probably $60 million a year more than Tom.
You know about his Uggs endorsement.
Yes, even with his Uggs endorsement.
Dork. All the girls are wearing them, so why not Tom? So what I got to say. So Steve and I in our analytical department are saying Patriots kill in this game.
Yeah,
is there a chance of the 49ers? Sure. There's a chance.
I don't even think so.
There's a chance that Smith and Smith and Jones and Wesson actually come after Tom Brady, not only knock him off his spot, but knock him to the ground so many times that he starts getting happy feet.
I think that, what Alden Smith is doing, first of all, amazing. That he has three games to basically get three sacks and
he'll
tie
get
Strahan.
Yes.
Four sacks to
break the record.
Break the record. Look, he's got three games.
He's
going to
get
sacks.
One of them here.
Yeah, I think he will. But the fact is that I think what the Patriots do well is in making sure Tom Brady will be able to get rid of the ball quickly.
That's what's,
and
you
that
know,
is
and
what's going to hurt the 49ers. They're going to come after him.
I heard this little
he's
going to
get rid of the ball fast, and they're going to be able to exploit
after
that.
After the 35th time that Alden Smith blows his way into the backfield only to find that Tom Brady doesn't have the ball anymore, at what point does that become frustrating?
It's going to be
frustrating. Because it's going to happen another 20 times in the game.
Yeah.
That you get back there ready to smack the bejesus out of him, and he doesn't have the ball. That is the brilliance and the genius of Tom Brady, the fact that they now have a true running game, and they have a true defense. Lord have mercy. This is a darn good team, and we will probably be seeing them at the loser's podium.
I don't want to go to the Super Bowl and see them again.
I know, but you know what?
We've only been to two. I've seen them there already. I want to see somebody else.
And, you know, they're not even fun to hate.
They're not.
They're not fun to hate because they take losing with class. That's true. At the podium for a long time, and they don't whine. They don't complain. It's irritating as a journalist. You want to have some controversy. You want to have somebody to hate.
Say
you,
something.
You want a villain.
Yeah, I know. What did they have to do last year? They had to go to his wife, Giselle.
Yeah.
Who
she
told
said
some,
something.
She said some people. She told some people off. And that was
it's fun. Not even fun. You want to be at a loser's side that's angry and full of vitriol. That's what you want. You want spewing of venom.
That's not what I want.
That's what I want. So who would be the best losing Super Bowl team?
Were the Steelers,
for entertainment
were
factor?
The Steelers
Jim Harbaugh.
Some
Jim
venom.
Harbaugh.
When I saw the Steelers weren't spewing venom, they were just dejected.
Dude, it was me it was me and the hitman standing at his locker.
Yeah.
It just hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
I remember
James Harrison.
Yeah.
It hurts. I'm like, dude, you're freaking me out, okay? I want scary, but not that way.
Yeah, he was going to eat
you. No, he wasn't, Steven. He was in a coma.
No, he was. They were all.
There
I was with Hines Ward.
But you weren't there. There was only three of us.
No, I know, but I'm just talking about the
three
other players.
People. Two other guys standing at James Harrison's locker. Everyone's left the building. And I'm hypnotized because this guy is still there. It hurts.
It does hurt.
It just hurts. And his eyes are closed, and you're like, dude, I'm so glad you don't have guns right now. I want my avatar to be my James Harrison pose. I want that to be my new avatar. I got to bring that out of retirement,
okay.
My James Harrison. I missed it. And for the people, the 10 of you that miss our doing videos, we miss it too, okay?
We do. We just
don't see how on earth we have time for it since, 20, 30 people are looking at it. Okay, we need more eyeballs on it. Moving on to...
We will move on.
The games of importance. Now,
we'll
Steven, I did these just basically in time order.
Based on time order, that's fine.
Because these are all great games.
Why are four of them in the morning? That means I'm going to
have
to...
Steven, it is going to be so difficult.
I'm going to have to bring in the...
CBS has two of them. Fox has two of them.
Yeah.
We needed these games flexed to Saturday night. Two of them, a Fox game and a CBS game flexed to Saturday night, so we can see all these games in ISO because they deserve it. We start with the Denver Broncos at 10-3, going to Baltimore to face the Ravens and John Harbaugh, at 9-4. Morning game on CBS Sports.
First time in 53 games that the Ravens are coming into a game with back-to-back losses.
I want to know how long it's been since they have been home dogs. Two and a half point dogs at home.
Probably 3 years.
It's been a long time because this is a very good football team. But the Denver Broncos, folks, are really good. Let me give you your NFL weather report. Just talking off the top of my head right now. You're going to have snow likely in
Green Bay again.
In Chicago. You are likely to have lake effect snow in Chicago. Rain in a lot of the games, but not extreme temperatures. Again, we're really fortunate. I don't know what's going on this year. Well, we've got snow on our mountain right here in L.A., but
I'm going to go climbing.
Climbing?
Yes.
Snow climbing?
In the snow, yes.
Climbing snow?
I got my big boots
I
bought them.
Yeah?
Yes.
I would take the girls with you and a flare gun.
The girls are going to go inner tubing.
Okay. So you know what I used to do when I was a cool dad?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cool dad now, but that means I drive to Santa Barbara and back in an afternoon to pick up the boy.
Good luck with that.
I know. On a rainy day. The 101.
Call me if you need to pick up Kara.
Thank you. If I need you to pick up
Kara.
Yes,
if you need me to pick up
Kara. Because I may not be back by 5:30. Dude, you got radio tonight.
Call my wife.
Call my wife.
She will pick her up on the way home.
Yeah. Okay, so, Steve, here's the deal.
Trisha is right now, I love you, honey. I know you're listening. But, man, she is like just playing Les Mis all over the place.
That's my girl.
Getting the girls all into it. So I woke up this morning. Are you ready to this?
Uh-oh.
To Emma going, 6601!
Just like your dad.
Honey, it's 2460. If you're going to get it right, do it. At least get the numbers right.
Or if you're going to be wrong all the time, just like your dad. Hearts full of. So I almost declared that on Christmas Day when we're going to the movies. We're going to the movies on Christmas Day. Never done that before, but this is like the ultimate dessert for Christmas.
Okay.
To go see Les Mis. We're at the Arclight. We're in the center section, two rows of five, back to back.
All right.
I'm
cool.
Rocking it, and it's going to be fantastic.
Your mom's down with you guys in your row?
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, you got my mom. I got Debbie.
Oh, you got Debbie.
We can't put them side by side.
I see. Don't you think they're going to want to talk? Because they talk a lot together.
You don't talk at the Arclight. That's why we go to the Arclight.
Right.
No talking and no singing. Which will be difficult.
It's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be difficult.
I may yell 24601.
Love, love. of doing everything.
So
wrong.
Trisha showed this
God for sake, I do not even know your name.
Hold on, this is this concert on air where it wasn't good. The play. It wasn't
the
musical.
The concert, the 25-year concert.
People are dressed.
The 25-year concert.
And they've taken the best actors from each role.
I have it.
And put them together. Okay, so she was playing that last night, and Elena walks out at the girl song.
Cassette, yes. Fantine.
Cassette song. The beautiful one, the slow one. Where
she's dying?
Singing. Yes, and stuff. And Elena walks out. It's just like, what are you doing? She's like, I'll be back. This is not one of my best songs.
This is not one of my best songs.
What did you say? I had to calm her down. I'm like, honey, calm down. Not everybody's all into Les Mis like you. I mean,
this
it's okay.
Not one of my best songs. It is one of my best songs.
I'm going because she's making me. But anyways.
Well, and you'd be alone on Christmas night.
I'm all right with that. I told her because she's taking Emma.
She'll fall asleep.
And I was like, you know, just let
it's family, dude.
I'm like, just let Emma and I stay here. You guys want to go?
It'll be awesome.
And we're gonna go, but I don't know how Emma's gonna react.
I don't
want to
hear any whining from you.
I'm not whining. I just don't know how Emma's gonna
react.
I'm
not whining.
I got Broncos.
Emma will fall asleep.
I got Broncos.
And there's great music. I've got the Broncos as well because simply they've got the whole package and they sit there atop my powerful rankings. They've got the defense. They've got the special teams. And they're Peyton Manning.
When you feel that you have to fire your offensive coordinator
this late in the season. Hello! What on earth is wrong?
You're 9-4. There is.
Yeah. You're having a successful campaign and you fire your offensive coordinator. And mind you, I'd like to think that I started some of this when I wrote several weeks ago, what the heck you doing giving Ray Rice the ball 17 times in a losing battle? A game that, I mean, it's not like you're losing by 24 points. You're losing by a touchdown. Feed Ray Rice the rock. This is not rocket science, dude.
Not rocket
science. I want Joe Flacco throwing the ball. Do you? I think Joe Flacco has elevated his game last year to its peak, and now he's kind of coasting. But Ray Rice is going to be a Hall of Fame running back. Why you don't give your version of mini Adrian Peterson the ball every time is moronic.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how the Ravens come out offensively. Von Miller and Doomerville are going to get after these guys. And
that you have a name that I can make fun of and call Dummerville, but I have no interest in it because it would be disrespectful because you're so great.
Yes.
That tells you how good you are because I'll make fun of anyone's name. And I can't make fun of your name because you're too good. That's how good this Denver Broncos squad is. John Fox, hat tip to him. He makes this team go to the playoffs with Kyle Orton, Tim Tebow, Peyton Manning. How many times do I have to rebuild this team? Around how many different people? Well, you know what? I'll do it, and I'll just make the playoffs. Okay, deal. John Fox, my coach of the year.
Andrew Luck and RG3, I'm saying they're getting a lot of votes for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy for rookies.
This has been the most unusual rookie year. For any rookie that doesn't make Rookie of the Year, offensive or defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm sorry because you picked the wrong year to come out.
If the Ravens lose,
yeah,
they will have lost three in a row.
Yeah.
And we're nanoseconds away from being losing the last four.
Yeah.
What happens to this team down the stretch?
I think they regroup, Steven. I do trust them long-term because I believe in Harbaugh. I believe in the veterans that they have.
Okay.
You know, Ray veterans Lewis, Terrell Suggs, stuff like that.
Ray Lewis is going to try to get back on the field.
Yeah.
He's wearing a visor, so the theory is that it's not really him. It's a robot.
I've got Baltimore 9th in my power rankings, down from 6th last week. I have Seattle just ahead of them. And that was one of the more weird moves to make, to see Seattle leapfrog Baltimore.
Yeah.
And have Washington just below them. But I'm sorry, I call them as I see them. And right now, Baltimore is a bit of a mess.
Where do
for
you
the
have
good
Baltimore?
Teams.
Nine.
Where do you have them?
I have them at 9.
So I told you, they're probably
except
identical.
I have Seattle just identical. Below them.
And I have Seattle just above them. I mean, that's pretty close. I got Washington just below them. I mean, what, you got Washington below Seattle?
Yeah.
They gotta be close. And what have you done with the Giants?
Giants are 8th.
Ah, see, I have the Giants at 11. What the Giants team is capable of, forget about it. Yeah. Forget about
it. I want to see Seattle. Yeah, they won in Chicago. I want to see how they respond in the world on the road.
They are the defending Super Bowl champs, and there is a hangover that typically accompanies them.
Yes.
And now we had a natural disaster. We had the 12-12-12 benefit last night on television.
Yes.
That I was all in until there was some moronic rapper that made me want to literally stab ice picks through my ears.
Yes.
Wayne?
Lil Wayne?
No. Casey and the Sunshine Band? I don't know. Some rapper. LL Cool J? Is that a rapper?
Yes.
Okay, it might have been him. But I seriously just wanted to do damage to my body. I was in so much agony. I only had it on as a distraction so that my daughter could study and so that I could get my work done. And it was fine. I mean, the old geezers, they let the Who go much too long. I agree, and I'm a Who fan. But when he came on and started singing, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Maybe Kanye West.
Kanye West. Oh, my gosh. I can honestly say, dude, I hate your music. Hate your music. I'm a hater. There you go.
All right.
Do you know any of his songs?
No, I'm not a big West.
I don't. Don't even encourage you to play whatever it is he was playing.
It was almost like
metal where they take the electric guitar and start smashing it on the stage.
Yes.
Just because it makes a cool noise. That's what this was, okay. Only it was his voice. I had to turn off the TV. I put on, and I introduced Kara to, because I knew this would help her to study, Touched by an Angel.
Nice.
The horrible Michael Landon.
Yes.
And wasn't Merlin Olsen in that?
I don't know who that was.
I think it was Merlin Olsen.
No, it wasn't
Merlin
Olsen.
Merlin Olsen did Little House.
Mom loved it. I never.
Oh, it is just a mom show because it's just it's Jack London. It's the actor from Bonanza? Michael Landon and Bonanza, Little House fame. And Little House is where Merlin Olsen. I had to watch Little House.
I see Michael Landon Bonanza. Oh,
yeah, Little Joe rocks.
Yeah,
always got the ladies.
I never quite got Little House.
Steven, you weren't a Rams fan.
No.
When you've got one of the greatest Rams of all time as an actor in a TV show, you got to watch.
You got to watch.
And Merlin Olsen was the best. Good actor. But yeah, Touched by an Angel. Lame. Kara just was laughing her tail off. It was so bad.
All right, we'll move on. The Indianapolis Colts travel to Houston to face the Texans.
The Texans. Smarting! Smarting!
Is that what they are?
They're smarting!
So after an embarrassing loss, you are smarting?
Smarting. Because you just got whooped on.
Is that an English term?
English in the sense of people who speak the language, yes.
Well, no. People say it in England?
No.
That's something people say here in America?
You smart from a beating. I mean, you're just... It's like it stings, Stephen. Mm-hmm. It's smarting.
It's a... Isn't it like feeling pain?
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. They're feeling pain.
Aren't they?
They're embarrassed.
Definition. Talk about the game.
I'm just feeling upset and annoyed. The cause of a sharp, stinging pain.
There you go.
Okay.
They're smarting, aren't they?
I don't know. I use the word embarrassed because they were.
They were.
They sounded embarrassed.
They were.
And they were just like, but here's the thing.
My notes.
They're two losses.
How to handle public humiliation. I call it public humiliation.
Two losses at the hands of the Packers and the Patriots.
Damn fine teams.
And those two games weren't even close.
So
they weren't even close.
The problem with the Houston Texans.
Yes.
If they get down early, it's over.
Because they can't run the ball. And the play action becomes irrelevant.
Exactly.
And
they must keep the game close if they're going to play Houston Texans football. And here it is, the Baltimore Colts. Can the Baltimore Colts get up quickly? Sure. Sure. I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I think this game remains close.
Indianapolis Colts, by the way. You kept saying Baltimore Colts. I'm like, why are they not playing Baltimore? Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. I went in the Wayback Machine. I start talking about the Los Angeles Rams and Merlin Olsen.
Wayback Machine there.
The Merlin Olsen. Oh, because the Rams were in Baltimore. The Colts were in Baltimore back then.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans to bounce back.
Me too.
They're at home.
To bounce back.
They got to bounce back.
There's a reason, because my power rankings look forward.
Yes.
I'm at 3. So I didn't shove them down the table.
Right.
And if I was looking forward and saw badness, that's where they would go. But they're still right where I left them at the top. Why didn't I move them down, as Steven asked me? Because I think they bounce back.
There you go.
And this is going to be a great game. When Texans go to Colts week 17, and it is Chuck Pagano standing on the sideline in Indianapolis, when we do rematch week 17, I will be taking the Colts.
I don't know, because the Texans might still need that game for the number one seed. So.
Trust me, this may be one of the games of the season. Colts, Texans, divisional title, playoff implications galore.
It will be good.
It will be very good, and I will be taking the Colts. I'm already out there with that. With Pagano on the sideline,
I'm doing
this team could fly.
Do it.
I will.
Okay.
This team will fly, but not this week.
He's like, I'll do it. I'm already doing it. Okay.
Pixie dust, dude. A little hope, a little trust,
all
and
right.
A little pixie dust.
So we're both on the Texans there.
We're the all New York on the Giants. Texans.
Talk about big game. Travel to Atlanta to face the Falcons. Atlanta coming off an embarrassing loss to the Carolina Panthers. Giants spank the Saints. What do you got?
I got the Falcons bouncing back. They stayed atop my power rankings at 4, and they will bounce back. And the Giants, oh, boy. I don't know how.
If the Giants lose this game.
Part of it is wishful thinking, because I want the NFC East to be a nightmare. I want it to be a nightmare. I want coaches of the NFC East, especially Andy Reid. I don't wish bad things on Andy Reid, but to go, if I had any kind of team, we'd be right in this thing.
It would be.
But you don't. You don't. I want to go down to week 17 for all the marbles.
I don't want it to go to week 17.
I don't care about you Cowboys fans. I want entertainment. Do they not entertain me? I want them to.
Well, I think Atlanta bounces back. They're going to get away. They're going to find a way to get
after home.
Eli Manning at home. At home, that defense has been pretty spectacular. They made Peyton Manning look bad there.
Matty Ice will have some ice chipped off of him by Jason Pierre-Paul and some of those boys.
So
on the offensive, their
there
defensive
you go.
Line is fantastic.
We both have Falcons. I thought we might differ on that one.
No, I've dialed in, Steven.
Jeff's dialed in.
Missed a lot of games last week, but I'm dialed in.
Green Bay at Chicago.
With lake effect snow.
Chicago Bears.
Being in the forecast. Temperature's around 40, but
Packers
the wind.
Favored by 3 on the road. Which means if this were in Green Bay, it'd be Packers by 9.
Would it?
Yeah.
3-0-6.
Give them another 3 for being at home.
Right.
And then give them another 3. They're on the road.
That's 6.
They're favored by 3. They have 3 points already.
I was told there'd be no math involved in this.
Trust me. It would be 9. They would be favored by 9 if they were in Green Bay. They would be favored by 6 if it was neutral. They would be favored by 9 if they were on their own home place.
Wow, that's an exponent in there, isn't there?
Yes.
Darn it! Those exponents! They get me every time. Get me every time. I like the Packers going into the Bears right now. I think that the Packers are desperately in need of a statement game, Steven.
This is going to be it.
They
Plus,
are so desperate
Jay Cutler
for a statement game.
Against the Packers, he's awful.
Yeah,
he is really bad against Green Bay. He has been so bad against Green Bay that they've only beat the Packers once in his tenure as a Bear, and he doesn't throw very many touchdown passes against the
Packers. You know
what
the opposite is of Jay Cutler to the Packers?
Yes.
Eli Manning to the Packers.
Yes.
Eli owns them for some reason. Well, Jay Cutler is owned by Green Bay. We don't know why. It don't make a lot of sense because Jay's a heck of a quarterback.
Sometimes.
Frequently.
And we don't even know how healthy the dude is going to be in.
He'll be out there.
I'm sure he's going to be out there.
Yeah. But he acknowledges that he doesn't feel really
great.
Who
said they hate the Packers? Was it Marshall? I think it was Brandon Marshall. It's like, I hate the Packers.
Yeah, that's
dude,
good.
This is your first year in that division.
I appreciate that he's grown.
How is it that you...
He's picked up on the ethos, Steven, and I think that's cool.
To answer your question, Jeffrey, no championship game credentialing yet, but you can apply for the Pro Bowl.
Steven looked. We're not going to Hawaii. That's for dang sure.
You can apply for the Pro Bowl.
Which may be the final Pro Bowl
you
ever.
Have till January 4th.
See, how can you miss the final Pro Bowl of
it
all time?
Come on. Don't
how
make
could
miss
you
it?
Miss the final Pro Bowl? Oh, I got an email that Sky paid us.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo! Let's go
it
to Hawaii
hit,
for
it
the Pro Bowl!
It hasn't hit the banks yet. Because it has to get processed,
they
and they
great.
Have to clarify that we are not a terrorist organization.
Oh, is that what?
We don't have any Al-Qaeda affiliate. Well, Steven does, but I don't.
Don't say that on air. People will believe you, man.
He's a Catholic, friends. He can't be a member, okay?
Oh, gosh.
I'm a Roman Catholic. It's a great Monty Python song.
All the Catholic schools that are leaving the Big East.
Yeah.
And the Big East may be no more. Did you see that? Seven of them. They're pretty much...
They're all gone pagan?
No.
They're purging the Catholicism?
They're probably going to grab another couple
some Protestants and try and mitigate it.
And then they will make their own conference.
Be more inclusive, bring in a Muslim school.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, it's all about the comedy, friends. It's that time of the year. Packers, Bears, Steve and I both got the pack going into Chicago.
Wow.
Dub Bears
I'm feeling a little sorry for you because I'm not seeing...
You know that the challenge game is going to end up being Chiefs-Raiders or something?
No, I will not allow it.
I will not allow it.
I really thought we were going to differ on a few of these here so far. So,
Steven,
I'm sure we'll differ on this next one.
I think we'll differ
on this next one. The Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Dallas to face the Cowboys. This is the late game on Sky, late game on CBS. Jeffrey.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 13th in my powerful rankings.
13th in Jeff's powerful rankings.
Cowboys, 15th.
Cowboys at home, though. You said if they were close.
I got the Cowboys.
Really?
Steven, I'm basing it on my powerful rankings.
And I actually have the Cowboys 13 and the Steelers 14 on my list.
You really think the Steelers on a neutral field are... Well, you know what? This goes to say this. And rant me. This will be very short. I am not a Dallas Cowboys homer or fan. However, what the hell is going on with this Dallas Cowboys team? Talk about split personalities. Make up your freaking mind with who you are. Are you a good team that could be in the playoffs, or are you complete shite that shouldn't even exist as a team in the NFL? Make up your freaking mind. I know you've been decimated by injuries, but everybody's been decimated by injuries. Maybe nobody more than you. Don't care. Don't make excuses. Good teams win, and they win consistently. You are an enigma, and I want that enigma shoved down Jerry Jones' rear end so far, he'll never see it again.
They've won 4 out of the last 5. What do you want? Oh, you want perfection. I forgot. You want everyone to win 42-14 like the Patriots.
I want excellence.
Okay.
And this Cowboys team, are they excellent?
No, they're far
Thank
from
you.
It.
But is the Steelers team excellent
when
if
you've
everyone
got
was
two
healthy?
Starting defenders
they,
on your team.
Steven, they,
no one even comes close. You're just saying everybody's been decimated by injuries. Not like this.
But, Steven, it is how you play with those injuries. What have the Eagles done with their being out of sorts? They've been a train wreck. They've been a train wreck,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yes.
What has Tennessee done with all of its question marks? They've been a train wreck. Okay? What has Detroit done?
So should this be applauded for that they could be a train wreck, but they're not?
This team should be criticized for being so horribly inconsistent, which maybe is the best you can hope for in a situation where you're decimated by injuries, is you're going to be inconsistent. But all I value, Steven, is my picks.
Yeah.
And picking this team is damn near impossible. And that is irritating to me.
Okay.
And that is all. It is all about me.
It is all about you and your picks. I know that.
It is.
I know that.
And I'm trailing you by 2 or 3 games.
Oh, a lot more than that.
Two buddy. In the challenge game alone.
Yes.
I've had it. I'm sick of these Dallas Cowboys because Tony Romo sometimes can defy gravity and make this team win by sheer will and by despite really bad coaching by Jason Garrett.
And really bad coaching. As much as I just keep pointing and harping on the defense, there's been a ton of injuries on the offense as well.
How about having a center for 2 weeks in a row?
Their starting centers, they put them on IR finally this week.
My point, exactly.
So they don't have their starting center.
And it bugs me that this team is, that the coaches can't take fourth string guys and get consistent performances out of them, Steven.
Fourth string guys.
Not good performances, consistent performances. Here's how to snap a football, son.
Right.
Here's how to do a shotgun
you know
snap.
What? Ryan Cook, for the dude being with the team 1 week before the season started, He has stepped up. I'm not. The problem on the offensive line is not with the center
right now. But it has been. And so my thing is, this team is a giant question mark.
There are question marks.
And I like to have certainty.
I see. I don't know. I love them.
That was, my rant was all about certainty. Steven, there. I've wrapped it up into a single word. Certainty.
We don't
know. I don't have it, but I have the Cowboys.
One thing's for certain. Dez Bryant's playing, baby.
Dez Bryant is playing. How good will he be?
Major splint.
And I wanted to say this. Go ahead. Major splint.
They're putting a splint on his broken finger.
Not a minor splint.
And it, because, there's a big difference. Trust me, I've had a minor one. It didn't do the job.
As he holds up a permanently deformed finger. Thank you.
Didn't do the job. That's your son, by the way. That was your son.
I remember when he did that.
Yeah.
I remember when he did that.
That's how it should be.
Steven's finger cannot. He can't. Which finger is it? Is that your middle finger?
No, it's the.
It's your ring finger?
It's the ring finger.
Steven's ring finger cannot hold a stiffy. It has to go a little limp eventually.
It's weird.
And it is.
Now, she told
me. He's got permanent ligament damage or something.
We can go in there and we can break it.
Reset it.
Reset it and stuff. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I hate pain. I'm fine. Nobody notices that.
What were you guys doing when he broke your finger?
We were playing. We were horsing around in the swimming pool, and he took my arm and he jammed it up against
the wall.
Oh my god! It was excruciating.
I knew I was there. I just didn't remember what it was. Yeah, we spent a little bit of time together.
Loads of fun.
So, Steven, I'm taking the Cowboys, but I want to say this about Dez Bryant. My daughter taught me something that I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
So she retaught me. She says, "Dad, I think I play better when I'm hurt." I said, sweetie, I think most people do.
If you're an athlete. You know, it was broken before he caught that touchdown pass in Cincinnati.
Right.
He broke it prior to that pass.
And what did he do after that?
He caught another first down
Thank
pass.
You.
Yeah. I mean, he kept playing. He kept balling.
Right.
I mean, he said it was hurting like all heck.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting about great athletes, and my daughter's a great athlete. Oh, I won't try and sugarcoat it. I think the world of my daughter, both my kids. Why don't I? They are, but even if I was delusional, I would have a right to because I'm their father.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but great athletes, when they are injured, they're so worried about the injury affecting their play that their focus goes through the roof.
I would agree with that.
Their focus goes through the roof. When you're an elite athlete and you're perfectly healthy, your mind can wander.
Yes.
Because you don't have something that you're battling. Because you're just really good. When she has nailed her best gymnastics performances, she is playing with a sprained ankle. Yeah. And I'm watching her doing cartwheels on a balance beam. I'm like, sticking a landing coming off a
vault. Carrie Strug on one leg.
You get your best performance. I've seen it time and again in every sport. Bowling. That was a joke.
I've never seen bowling. But
dude, there was curling lessons in Orange County.
Yeah, I really now.
There's curling lessons in Orange County.
Now that you are taking the Cowboys, I really don't know where we're differing.
Steven, we missed a lot of games last week.
No, we didn't. I was 10-6. 11-10-6.
That's a lot of games
we
to
were
miss.
10-6.
For guys who are really good at this.
And the only reason I was 10-6 is because I went to freaking Houston. I could have been 11-5.
Okay, that's still an unacceptable amount of losses for me.
11-5 is okay.
No, not for me. I don't expect perfection, but there's one or two that I'm okay with losing.
Where
and if
you
we
at
have
now?
The same picks, I have no idea. I have no idea. Because I haven't even entered picks, and I'm heading to Santa Barbara in an hour.
Gosh. Email them to me. I'll put them in for you.
Well, you've got my picks right in front of you. and they're the same as yours, so it's really not complicated. I like the Cowboys here. In the home disadvantage, Pittsburgh is just a little too beaten up as a team for me to take them in this matchup. That's the big thing. Big Ben coming back may have been a mistake at this juncture, but I'm glad that he's gotten time because, again, I want the Steelers to be good. The league is better when the Cowboys and Steelers are competitive and in the playoffs. But, Ben, I don't know. There's something about this team that has me concerned. And I didn't get a chance to finish my thought on this either, Steven, which is the Giants. I think that what you're going to see, it wasn't just wishing that the NFC East would be really close and exciting. It's that I think you're going to see the hangover from the Super Bowl finally catch up with them. And I think that's what's happening. And then you're going to add to it. I got off on the wrapper is what got me off on the tangent. Yes. Why was there a rapper that annoyed me? Because they're still recovering, and they will be recovering for years from this devastating hurricane, Stephen. These guys are going to work every day driving through this stuff. It's depressing. Remember the Saints with Katrina? It was just, it takes its toll on you emotionally. Right. And we're the Super Bowl champs, and that apparently takes its toll emotionally. So for the New York Giants, I just think that emotionally they're a little tapped. And it's too much. It's too much for them. And I don't see them actually making the playoffs, if I'm going to be honest.
So I've got you on our website. I've got you at 133.
Okay.
And I'm at 139.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to pick up ground when we don't differ, but I'm not going to go against my picks. And
don't go against them.
Don't
go against them.
I don't change them like you.
I'm just wondering about the challenge game. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
I mean, we may not have one this week.
I don't know. Because
I don't see where else we'll differ. But
Bengals at Eagles, as we go to the games of interest. Interesante. Why is this game a game of interest? Because it's on Thursday Night Football.
And the Bengals, quite
frankly, are not out of it.
They need it.
Well, and as I said about the Steelers struggling right now, and the Ravens not playing up to par, guess what? They're in poaching position, friends.
Poaching!
Poaching. They're up in a tree blind, wearing their camo. Pew!
Pew! Well, look, here's the deal. The Indianapolis Colts, and if we had Professor Playoffs in...
he's going to record something,
He
though.
Was. And then he heard the last show where you called him names.
I didn't call him a name.
Yeah, you did.
What, and Professor Playoff?
Now,
that's your name, dude. Don't be a pussy.
See, there you go again.
Look, if someone is, then they are. I can't change what they are.
All right. So anyways, he'll have one in for next week.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Coward.
Bottom line is, what he did tell me is, though, Colts, one more win and they're in, regardless of what happens with Houston.
They'll get it.
So one out of three.
Not this week, but they'll get it.
That's all they need. Which means, Jeffrey, that Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, they're fighting for that final wild card spot.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be one or the other. It can't be both.
No, sir. Well, under Commissioner Goodell's new rules.
Well, yeah.
They could be.
They both could be in. But.
And why should they?
Why? I don't know.
It's such a – we have worked so hard to get a good system, and we now have it.
Yes.
Where the best teams get a week off, which is gold, and they fight for that week off, which means there's competition to the end. Come on. That's a great system.
So I got the Cincinnati Bengals here, and I actually got them because we have the Steelers losing, moving into that number six seed and with two games to go.
I have the Bengals as well. They would go to 8-6 at this point. The Eagles will fall to 4-10.
The big test for Cincinnati, weeks 16 and 17, Pittsburgh and Ravens. They play both of those games.
And so. I don't think you win either of those, frankly.
Yeah, so they better win this one.
Yeah, but you'll be 9-6 at that point, nine and seven.
The Minnesota Vikings at 7-6 travel to the 6-6. And one. St. Louis Rams.
Here's where we're going to differ, because you love yourself the Vikings.
I do.
I love myself the Rams.
You do.
That's where we're going to differ, bro.
Adrian,
and that's going to be the challenge game.
Peterson.
Adrian freaking Peterson, feed the man
you
the rock.
You said he needed 200. This is where he gets it.
This is where he gets his 200.
Will run over. If the Rams are allowing mere mortals to rush for 110-plus per game.
AAP is anything but mortal. Now, I have the Minnesota Vikings at 16. I have the Rams at 14. Simple. You go with the home team that's favored in the standings.
Yeah, I've never really understood your Rams
My Rams love.
Of so high at 6-6-1, even though I know you're predicting the future, but...
When I see the future, I close my eyes.
They've lost some of those future games.
I can see it now.
So they're still
this
there.
This team beat the 49ers twice. What else have they done? Not
they
much.
Beat them once.
Not much.
They tied.
I'm giving
time.
The N one. They won the tie.
They won the tie, too.
They won the tie.
Okay.
But look, the Rams, I love fish. That's all there is to it.
That's great.
Steven's not a big fish guy. He likes Jeff Fisher, but he's not a big fish guy.
No.
Generally, not a big seafood guy, not a big fish guy. The Minnesota Vikings, all they have is Adrian Peterson. And
that's all you need.
They've lost. AP's gotten 150, 160 yards, and they've lost. And that is what is setting up here. I don't deny. And by the way, we have no wagers going on right now, which disappoints me greatly.
Yes.
Adrian Peterson does not get above 150 yards in this game. $1.
I'm in for that.
Okay. But he needs to average 170 yards a game throughout to make the record.
I got it right here.
Okay, and I'm in the nuts. And I'm also going to might as well mark this as a challenge game because I got a feeling that you're right on that. So, next game that's kind of an interesting one.
The Washington Redskins travel to Cleveland to face the Brownies. All signs are pointing to RG3 being on the football field.
You have $2 there, so why don't we bet $2?
No, because I may have another bet.
We don't have another bet. If we don't have another bet, you're going to bet $2.
I don't know if I want to bet $2 on that.
You walk away with nothing or you walk away with everything. It's what you do.
So that's why I'll find another bet here. I got the Redskins. Cleveland is coming off 3 straight wins. It is a winning streak, and it's very nice for Cleveland.
Hey, it was
as
awesome.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to give them some of this.
Richardson, Brandon Whedon, love you guys.
They won't
you
be
know
able
what?
To.
Saw the second episode of Road Tested on the Travel Channel.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
Okay.
First episode, they didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
Second episode got more on track and made it Hard Knocks light, and it was cool. It was really good. And it made me feel like sometimes I was in those locker rooms post-game where they're trying to move all that gear.
Yeah.
And those guys with those things. Those guys frequently don't get to watch games, Steven.
No, because they're working.
They're putting equipment together, and then once the game starts, they're packing equipment. Those poor guys. They're working for the NFL, and they don't get to watch games. That sucks. Anyways, the streak will come to an end, you were saying.
Yes, it will here. Mostly because I don't think they'll be able to run as effectively against the Redskins.
No, the defense that the Redskins are continuing to formulate is a good one. Robert Griffin, I believe in you. I'm certain he's going to be back on the field on Sunday. How effective he is, I don't know.
Those hits, dog.
Please don't take those hits. I heard somebody say, get them a freaking slip and slide and teach these guys how to slide. Teach Robert how to slide. Yes. Don't go head first. The
slip and slide wasn't too good for you.
I cracked some ribs because I went head first.
What the hell were you doing?
I didn't know
you
I was.
You tried to do Superman, and
yes,
that's what it was?
I tried to do a Superman dive,
that was
and
not
I landed
good.
On my. On my chest, and I cracked 2 ribs.
You know how you laugh at somebody when you first see it, and you're like, oh, that's not laughing material. That's hurt. The dude hurt himself.
I would have laughed at myself, but it hurt to breathe. So that's when you can't laugh at yourself.
I instantly laughed because when you first did it.
When I launched myself.
And then when, you know.
Fat men should not launch themselves like a torpedo.
And then when we saw that.
Is that
a
fair statement? Fat men should not launch themselves like torpedoes?
Or you should do it a little bit. Slicker, because I've done it. I'm a little bit bigger than you, and I've got video. It's funny because I was fully dressed, and this was at Walter's party, and they had a slip and slide, and I'm fully dressed, and all the kids are having a great time, and I'm like, I'm gonna do it, and then all the kids were like, yeah, do it, and so then once all the kids were like, you got to do it,
I want to think that
so I did it.
I'm taller too, and the distance to the ground.
Style.
When you're taller, I always point out to people when you're taller you have further to fall.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, when I see little kids fall, I laugh.
Yes.
Because it's like, what? You fell a half a foot. I'm not really that worried about you getting injured. I'm falling 6 feet.
Yes.
Okay? That's a long way down. And it's going to hurt. I was so freaked out yesterday when I was working out. Yeah. My quads were killing me.
Uh-huh.
And I, for a second, thought I might fall. And I'm like, I don't want to fall here. I'm at the freaking gym. I don't want to fall in front of all these people.
Yeah.
And then it went through my mind, the voice of reason, that I hate the voice of reason.
Yes.
No, Jeff, you want to fall at home alone where you can die.
Where no
shut
one can
up! Go. Where no one can help you.
No
shut up, voice! Go back in your head where you belong.
So okay. We both got the Redskins.
We both got the Rams.
Redskins.
We both got the Redskins beating the Browns, saying goodbye to their winning streak, which is well-deserved, well-earned. And I, you know, Brandon Whedon, I loved him coming out of college. I loved his story. I still do. I think he's a terrific young quarterback for an old guy. Buccaneers at Saints. Tampa Bay 6-7. Go toward New Orleans 5-8. Tampa Bay is not mathematically eliminated, hence it being a game of interest.
Yes.
And what's going to happen? Tampa Bay going to New Orleans.
Did you see what I wrote about Tampa Bay?
I didn't read you that closely.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Someone should explain to Greg Schiano.
Playoff hopes dash like a pirate ship against the rocks.
Okay. Someone should explain to Greg Schiano that this was a game where you should have made your team play hard until the end.
Not where you're
giving
losing by 30
points. Giving up 13
points
in the final 3 minutes, not good. Not good,
especially
Brett.
To the Eagles guys. That you didn't need to happen.
That's when you play hard till the end.
Didn't
that's
need to
when you rush hard. That's when you try to make a play. Not at the end of a game you're losing and people are kneeling.
It's bullcrap, man. It's bullcrap. It's total
right.
bullcrap, man.
I got the Saints.
I've got the Saints losing to the Buccaneers, who will rebound and go in and do what they usually do, which is play hard against New Orleans. And this New Orleans team, Steven, you didn't think we'd disagree. You were so wrong. This New Orleans team is not right, okay? They are not right. They're going to get torched. V-Jax and friends and the Muscle Hamster are going to put up so many massive yards. You want more money on the table? Muscle Hamster gets $125.
I'm all over that.
All right. Muscle Hamster, $125.
There you go.
Look, this is their defense is god-awful. Are they better than they were a month ago? Sure. Barely.
Rallying cry. This is going to be their rallying cry game.
Cry into their towels, okay?
No, after you know, it's like, Jeffrey, it's like
they're so pissed. They're so pissed the league
has been lifted.
Has it?
Yeah.
Has it?
It's been lifted. They've been carrying
they're
this
so tired.
Lead weight all around them.
They're so
and
tired.
And now it's gone, and they will take it out on the Bucks.
There's
and
nothing
the
to Bucks, take out. This is a team emotionally
and
drained.
And the Bucks might have lost interest after their loss last week.
Disagree. I know Josh. I know Drew. And they are both fierce competitors.
Okay.
I think Drew is certainly angrier.
Yes.
Josh doesn't do anger generally. He's
no,
pretty mellow and chill.
But I'm talking about the entire Buccaneers team. I'm not just talking about the quarterback.
Look, Vincent Jackson wanted out of Dodge so badly in San Diego.
Yes.
So badly.
Yes.
He's been given a new lease on life. He wants to finish the season strong. These guys are a prideful, young team. And Greg Schiano, by the way, doesn't want to lose his job. And if they go into they go into a losing spin here and drop the remainder three games, I think there's every reason to not retain his services.
Which is a possibility, by the way.
I don't think that that's going to happen here. Now, Tampa Bay, I have at 17. New Orleans, I have at 20. It's in New Orleans. This game's nearly a pick for me, Steven. It really is. And I'm frustrated.
Tampa Bay finishes at Saints, against the Rams, at Atlanta. They could lose their next three games.
Yep, and end up 6-10. Which, that's kind of like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate that when teams could end up, you fight so hard all season, and where do you end up? Right back where we started.
Right.
Oh, God.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's not really. Those things leave marks. And this is a better team than that, Steven.
I'm just saying.
I like my comments for New Orleans. Pull the plug on this team. The fatigue of the season is overwhelming these guys.
Overwhelming. You know, last week they started okay, but then their special teams, what I saw in that game, when the special teams unit gave up that immediately after the defense had scored a touchdown, okay, they picked Eli, took it to the house. They're up 7-0. The ensuing kickoff, they give a 97-yard return for a touchdown. It's tied 7-7. Literally, you could see the air sucked out of the balloon. I mean, the bubble was burst, and it was all over. After that, as a matter of fact, I stopped watching at that point because I needed to write mostly. But I told Trisha,
over.
I'm like, it's over. They're not going to give the Giants a run. They just, it was deflated.
Three places separate them in my rankings. And I don't know if it's two places, I go with the home team.
It's at home and New Orleans, to play in New Orleans, to go into New
you
Orleans.
You think those fans are going to be loud when they're 5-8?
Yeah, even more so.
Okay, I'll let you flop me on this game. Your logic and passion, I will allow to flop me.
He is being flopped.
I'm flopped. And I now have the Saints. I stand by the Muscle Hamster getting $125.
I'm there.
And we've got the dollars on the table here. We end with the Seahawks at the Bills. Seahawks 8-5. Bills 5-8. Mirror images. Unless anyone forget
Greg,
this.
Greg, I hope you're listening to me. I'm never taking the Bills ever again, at least for the remainder of the season.
Oh, and that includes this week?
Yes.
Okay, since Steve has declared his intentions, I will tell him something that he may not have been aware of. This is taking place in Toronto.
Yes, I know. So it's not really a road game. They're not going to Buffalo.
If it was If it was in Buffalo, I would be very persuaded.
To take the Bills?
To possibly take the Bills. I would struggle with the pick, Steven.
Yeah.
I would struggle with the pick. But it's not.
I've got Seattle.
It's in the Rogers Center.
Look, trust me.
Indoors.
I want the Seattle Seahawks to lose.
Marshawn Lynch is going to go full beast mode. Full beast mode.
Yeah. Indoors. No weather.
Do you have another dollar? Marshawn Lynch, 125.
No, because I
he's going to get it.
The Bills are awful. They've been allowing, I don't know how many yards.
How,
like,
how high does he go? How high does Skittleboy go?
Skittles could probably get 150
yeah.
in this game.
Oh, Bills, it's going to suck to be you. But the Seahawks are going to manage themselves another road win and make even more pressure on the San Francisco 49ers because of your foolish decision to try and keep your team afloat by making a pact with the devil, and the devil is Canada.
Bills have Seahawks, Dolphins, Jets. Okay, I may have to take them again one more time. I don't know. It's at Miami, so I may never have to. I may not take them again.
I may never have to take the Bills again.
Yeah, again.
I said that Satan is Canada, and that didn't even get a reaction out of you.
No, I mean
the great Satan.
You know, because all I can keep thinking is blame Canada, blame Canada. You're not even a real country anyway.
Damien, that was for you.
I country. Hope you're laughing, Damien.
I hope you are, because you know we don't
you
mean
know,
it. I love Canada.
One of my good friends from college, Jody, who will probably be listening, I'll get a very angry email from her. Jody, I don't mean it, okay? You know
love
I
love Canada.
Mean it.
Love Canadians. Nice
She's
people.
Actually invited the family to come up. They have a huge,
where?
I don't know.
It's a big place, 10 provinces.
It's one of the provinces.
It's one of the provinces. Go east to west. East Quebec, maybe? East.
Not Quebec. What's next to Quebec?
New Brunswick?
No, the other way.
Nova Scotia?
No.
She wouldn't be on Nova Scotia. Damien would know her.
Yeah, that's true.
There's only 12 of them.
No, come back the other way. Start coming back the other way. Manitoba?
Manitoba.
I think she's in Manitoba.
That's tough. It's tough.
Maybe not Manitoba.
I haven't been to Manitoba. It's one of the provinces I haven't been to, which is why I can't pull it. So here we go. It is time for the super duper nappy games, and we will blitz through these in typical RARN.
No, she's in Ontario.
Fashion.
You skipped
Ontario.
No, you said Quebec.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Ontario.
She's in Ontario.
Because Quebec is a city.
I was like, next to Quebec. And you said,
Quebec is a
city.
And then
you went to Manitoba.
And I was thinking Toronto, which is the capital of Ontario.
Yeah, it's Ontario.
She's in Ontario. Hit bang me out of this mess that I've dug myself into.
I love it banging me out.
Jets and Titans.
These are nap games. You know what? We're just giving picks, Jeffrey.
Yep, Jets and Titans. Jets are favored by a point and a half in Tennessee.
Monday Night Football. I'll take
Mike Tirico and John Gruden will be telling stories.
All night long.
You know what? When you've got these games, these crap games, you start making a list. You literally write down things you could talk about during the game. And then you work that list. That's it. That's how broadcasters survive crap games.
Yeah.
You have fun stories that you think of during the week.
Yeah.
You write them down. Jets.
Remember when the Jets went to 2 back-to-back AFC championship games and people were like, oh!
Remember when Joe Namath wanted to... Oh, we can't talk about that. We're on ESPN Airwaves. That was funny.
Because I want to rock and roll all night. Sing it with me, Jeffrey.
Where did that come from? And party every day.
I don't know. Because they're going to party every day, aren't they?
No. The Jets are going to go to 7-7.
Yes.
Still believe that they're in the playoffs.
They have a chance. They're not mathematically eliminated.
Because Tim Tebow's going to come. No, that's not going to happen.
I don't even have a dollar.
I'll loan you half a dollar. I'll loan you 50 Cent.
No, that was quite all right.
And 50 Cent, by the way, is the left side of George Washington.
Really? So what? The right side is another 50 cents?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what side you have, it's 50 cents?
Yes.
All right. So if I went to the store and tried to buy...
The serial numbers match.
If I went to the store with this half a dollar and tried
you can buy
to
a candy bar.
Buy a candy bar,
yes,
they must take it.
They have to by law.
No, they don't. It's a half a dollar.
You didn't say whose law. It's my imagination's law.
I was about to say.
All
it's
right.
Jeff's law.
Jets. Jaguars at Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Where the Dolphins are favored by a touchdown.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Lions at Cardinals, where Cardinals
Lions.
Are 6-point dogs at home.
Lions.
Lions will go to 5-9. Panthers at Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers get a win and will go to 6-8, where they are 3-point favorites. Chefs at Raiders.
Raiders.
Raiders, because they are the home team, and as I wrote in my power rankings, this week's game will determine who truly belongs at the bottom of the table.
That's true.
I wrote that for both teams.
Yes,
Oakland at Kansas City. Because the loser of this game, you, my friends, suck out loud and are the worst team in the National Football League.
And start getting ready for probably the number one pick in the draft.
The Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock.
Yes, they will.
Who do
be.
They take, Steven?
I don't know yet.
Do they give up on Matt Castle? Entirely?
You mean Matt Barkley? Oh, Matt Castle.
The current regime.
Oh, the current regime. I'm like, no.
Do they blow
me.
Up the current
no,
regime? They blow it up?
Yeah, because
you're the worst team
I
in
think,
the NFL.
I think Romeo is going to be gone.
Romeo's going to be fired, which is a shame because damn nice guy and a pretty good coach, I think.
And I think you start from scratch there. You do.
Such a great
you get,
city.
You get rid,
such
know.
Great fans. Mm. And now I believe they're going to end up at the end of all this, Steven, being the worst team in the NFL. That's too bad. Steven and I differ on one game, the Vikings at Rams.
Why
that
is
makes
it just
it the,
one game again?
Because you talked me out of the Saints box.
I'm kind of struggling right now.
You don't want Vikings-Rams to be the challenge game.
I don't, because whenever there's either a Seahawk or a Ram involved with any challenge game, it's
I'm
usually
right, you're wrong.
Not good for me.
I'm right, you're wrong. It's a simpler way to
and
say
I
it.
And I know you need this.
I need it badly.
But it, you know what? Go Vikings! Adrian Peterson!
That's right.
He's Buck 50! Buck 50, man!
You don't have a Buck 50.
No, isn't that what we,
oh,
we've been 150
yards.
150 yards.
I thought you were going to take my half dollar.
No. 150 yards rushing.
How come George
man.
Washington gets to be on the dollar and a coin?
Because he is the first president ever. I don't understand why he's not like on the biggest bill that we have.
The $1 billion bill?
Do we have $1 billion
bill? We're going to need $1 trillion bills because of our deficit. We're going to need 17 of them. And we should do what the English do, which is make it size proportionately. So it's just like this big effing check, you know? It's a $1 trillion bill.
Here's a $1 trillion bill.
And then Warren Buffett can do what he wants to do, which is pay more taxes.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett can just go get one of those $1 trillion bills and go, here, this is to the government. Let's pay down the debt. Steven has lost it completely. He's removed his headset. It's come on, come back.
I just
come
didn't
back,
want to laugh and cough into the mic.
You can just
it's
swing the
good.
Mic up, and when you swing the mic up,
yes,
the microphone goes quiet.
Right. All right, but still, can you imagine? You just print 20 of them.
That's my thing with Warren Buffett, though, is just they give us all your money. If you want to help so much and you think that really, really rich people should pay more, no one's stopping you.
Yeah.
You can write a check to the IRS today. Pay down the debt by a fifth of a percent. Yeah. But you're helping. You clearly want to.
Right.
Don't tell Donald Trump that he has to do it because you do it. You guys are different. He's greedy. You're generous. Fine.
So
love doing this show for you guys.
Who do we
I hope
owe,
you
like, who
we
do
didn't
we
get
owe,
enough
like,
feedback.
Who
the,
do we,
the only
got
feedback we got
on Facebook.
Really? I didn't see
did
it.
Did you not see it?
What was the consensus? Stevie, I need to know.
The consensus.
Ed had the best thing, which is make sure you get through the games of importance. Make sure you do that.
Yes.
That's really important.
Yes.
And I agree with that.
Let's see.
Especially
we got,
this time of year. Ed, you are a fount
a dozen,
of wisdom.
We got a dozen comments.
And so read a few.
I'll read one. To answer the question about whether we prefer long, rambling shows or ones that stick to the games, my cats and I.
My cats.
This is
oh!
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. Yes. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
My cats and I vote for a hybrid. Do the games, yes. That's important. But the old two-hour shows, when time was of little concern, were fun. Yeah, we can't get to two-hour
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
Listen to today's show. Both are right. Steelers are both a good team, and they also suck. that's Teresa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. That's not telling us what she cares about the show or not.
I know how T feels. She wants as much of us as she can get.
All right. Barry Jones say, as someone who fondly remembers the nearly three-hour-long show, I enjoy it when you guys tangent and talk about other topics, but would like for you to cover each of the games to some extent. We listen because we value your opinion on our teams, even if the Dolphins do make you cry. He's like, unfortunately,
is that Charlie?
For the,
who's that?
Barry Jones.
Barry
unfortunately,
Jones.
For this past show, the breaking news took up a long portion of
it
the
did.
Show, as you happened to react
that was very
to it
kind.
In real time.
That must be Ed.
No, Barry Jones.
No,
the breaking
go.
News. Given the nature of things, the podcast may include an NFL news section, and you can plan from there. Okay, there you go. So, 37 minutes walking home from the subway, listening to your stuff. I was extremely unhappy with this one because you mentioned two games in my entire walk home. Yeah, but as you know, Barry said we were talking about breaking news.
Were we in that 37 minutes?
Yeah,
you actually were there,
probably. Aside from Jeff's rant, which is 100% accurate.
Inaccurate or accurate?
Accurate.
Okay, God, I'm like...
There was nothing enjoyable to listen to.
Wow. Whoa!
Nothing?
Aside from my rant, which I felt like was kind of hostile.
Yes.
And not very much in the spirit of this show.
That's right.
I actually regretted it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't regret what I said. Right. I regret the venue. Much Bob Costas, kind of. I don't know if this was the place.
Oh, gosh. Matt, you're not getting this. Maybe if you can please post what time on the show you start discussing actual games. Yeah, that's not happening. I'd like all the games covered, please. Don't get rid of the tangents. They're fun. But I think it would be if it was just. It would be better if it was better balanced. This show was almost 90% tangent. Not your best work.
Agreed. Agreed.
Make the show longer! Longer! Okay, Ollie. Ollie. Not that Ollie. It's a different,
oh, different Ollie.
Ollie. Ollie
Hunter. Well, thank you for the feedback. That's
yes,
what we need
I
to
love
know.
You when you do tangents. And breaking news took up a lot of time. This is another person agreed. This was Martin Joyce. Plus, nap games. Z.
Z.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Yeah, so. I got it.
Yeah, so that's what we did today. We just kind of picked our nap game, said, you know, here's who we'll take. That's. I think today was good. We talked about all
I
the
I felt
games.
Like there was a lot more balance.
There was.
Let us know again. That's what Facebook's
we
for.
We want to, as I'm working right now with Trisha, I'm trying to center her chi. Okay, and that's all about my life right now.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Is making sure that my wife's chi is in order and it's balanced. Okay, so we want you to have a balanced chi as well.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Not chia pets.
Aww.
The chi inside of you.
Cheetos?
Cheetos buffs. Inside of me. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening. Challenge games, Vikings at Rams. I've got Minnesota.
Steven's
got
lose.
The Rams. Jeffrey, what
happier.
Happens if you fall three games with 3 weeks to go in the season?
Panic.
You will start to panic because then the playoffs start to come on.
Pretty much, and you're really good at that.
Yeah.
Where we differ, you're always right. Yeah, I hate that. I need to make up my ground here.
Yes. So
in the garbage times. Let's go.
We're out.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Peace. Be nice to each other.